WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More evidence of changes since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Some states have implemented abortion bans after 6 weeks of pregnancy. With the statistical research company 538, Amelia Thompson-DeVoe.
6 week bans have resulted in about a 50 to 60% decrease in abortions in those states in the couple months after they were implemented.
The Federal Reserve Chairman hinting more interest rate hikes are ahead. A coalition of environmental organizations endorsing President Biden's reelection. The chief executive speaking at the League of Conservation Voters annual dinner in Washington.
Over the past 2 years, a third of Americans have been personally affected by extreme weather events. One third.
On President Trump's post-arraignment attack on prosecutors, calling the indictment politically motivated, ABC News legal analyst and former U.S. assistant attorney Jeff Robbins.
These are attacks which are aimed at really affecting jurors.
This is ABC News. Which of President Trump's rivals for the Republican nomination would consider pardoning him if he were convicted of criminal charges? Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I would be inclined in favor of a pardon.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
I can't imagine if he gets a fair trial that I would pardon him. I can't imagine that I would.
Amid severe thunderstorms in the Northeast Wednesday, a man's lucky to be alive. Eric Baumgartner, a Woodbridge Township, New Jersey public works employee, was painting lines in a middle school soccer field when he was hit by lightning. Assigned to the high school right next door, arriving within seconds to help, police officer Robert McPartland.
Some burn marks appeared on his hands, realized he didn't have a pulse, and began CPR. It was apparent that he was struck by lightning. He was still holding one of the machines. We were able to get that away from him. When more units arrived, we were able to get the AED hooked up to him and start breathing for him.
Officer McPartland hailed as a hero, Baumgartner recovering at a hospital. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
ABC.